When it comes to a recent poll, CNN ORC most back a special prosecutor for the Russian investigation. 55% say they're at least somewhat concerned by the reports that someone connected to the campaign of Trump had contact with Russian operatives. His percentage point when it comes to approval is ticked up 1 point to 45% from January. Not necessarily burning it up. 45 overall, 55% on the economy, and Congress looking at a 28% approval rating, its highest since 2009. Not sure why it went up at all. The economy is the one strong point for people in the poll for Donald Trump, and the question is whether it can maintain. And actually, the speech in which, oh, now Donald Trump's acting presidential, didn't really change much when it came to people's approval ratings of him. Meanwhile, in an attempt to deflect some more, Kellyanne Conway challenging James Comey when it comes to who's the FBI director when it comes to the wiretap allegation. FBI director saying to the Justice Department to reject the president's assertion that President Obama ordered the tapping of Mr. Trump's phones. Let's go to Professor Alan Sachs now. He joins us. He is a professor at University of Texas at Arlington, political science. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm not sure. The more I think I have everything under control in regard to what's going on in the in Washington, something else pops up. So it's an Alice in Wonderland over there, no question about it. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump tweeted that he has some evidence that Trump Tower was bugged. And who did it? President Obama, the former president. No evidence, but a lot of smoke.
So, but isn't that what Trump is best known for? And they've also said they're not going to provide any evidence. So, isn't that a little questionable? Is it more deflection? Is it more just distraction?
It is. But the committees, there's going to be a House committee investigating this, Senate committee. It is very similar. I know everybody likes to draw a comparison to Watergate. And there really is a pretty good comparison to be drawn. When Woodward and Bernstein, those very famous reporters, now famous for the Washington Post, began the story about Watergate, everybody said, where's the evidence? They could produce none. All their sources were anonymous. They kept on it and on it and on it. Until finally, the various Watergate committees, up comes somebody within the Nixon administration who says, guess what? You know, and then everything turned in a different direction. I don't know if any of President Obama's operatives are going to bust loose from his administration, his past administration, and say, guess what we did? I doubt if that's going to happen, but it could, and that is really Watergate. It was anonymous. Everything that came in with Watergate was based on anonymous sources. They named it after a very infamous movie of the same name, or a book called Deep Throat. That's what it was, Deep Throat. It was an old infamous movie, sort of tawdry, and they said that's who we got it from. They named it Deep Throat. And sure enough, not until a couple of years ago was it ever revealed who Deep Throat was. But it brought down a president of the United States. So we don't know. This is a little bit different. The former president has now rented a house several blocks away from the White House, brought in Valerie Jarrett, a big operative.
Well, wait, Professor,
we've never seen that happen before.
Before we get too far down the rabbit hole with President Obama, because what it sounds like to me is you're saying that these allegations that Trump is making could turn out to be true in the style of Watergate, but can't the same be made for all these Russian allegations that are being made at Trump? And aren't there more investigations actively happening?
It could. There's no evidence in any direction.
Right. So
these committee hearings, we hope we'll get to.
But the thing is,
whatsoever.
As an outsider, wouldn't you have to say that which story seems more credible? Which story has more legs? The one that
who you like. That's really what it
well, see, that's where I disagree, because I think there's more tangible evidence when you talk about the circle of Donald Trump You've got one resignation, one recusal, and the idea that Trump Towers was wiretapped, maybe it wasn't for Trump, but maybe it was for Manafort. Didn't Manafort stay at Trump Tower, and doesn't he have ties to Russian operatives?
It could have been, but those wiretaps were likely illegal. We don't know.
Couldn't they have been legal?
The timeline is difficult. But also, and this is purely allegations...
Well, there's too much of that.
is that no former president... That sounds strange, that a former president of the United States would opt to stay in Washington, bring some of his operatives into
his home
to live.
See, this is deflection.
It is smoke. There's no question about it. I think there's enough on one side and enough on the other side. It depends on who you mistrust the most. And a lot of the mainstream media dislike Donald Trump from the very start. They don't like him. It doesn't matter what he does.
I have to admit,
the same thing is probably true of President Obama. The very same thing.
But wouldn't you say Donald Trump provided more reasons to not like him?
He was a yeller, a shrieker, lewd comments, no question about that.
So, yes. Are you saying yes?
There are people that have said what he does, he smiles, he's very genteel, very civilized, but his operatives are out there doing the work.
That is
his style ever since he was elected to the U.S. Senate from Illinois. I didn't do that. I'm smiling at people and waving at people. But his operatives, meanwhile, are doing the heavy lifting. I don't know if that's true or not. The historians hopefully will have to go after that years from now. But those are the accusations that they have different styles.
Well,
Donald
and that's
Trump
the thing, though. They're accusations,
bombastic.
Whereas I think we have more tangible evidence on the Trump side of his personality, of his financial issues, of everything, and the rest of it's just speculation and accusation. Why couldn't Donald Trump... I was just talking about leadership. Rather than saying, President Obama wiretapped me with no evidence to back it up, why couldn't he own up to whatever it is, this Russian thing he's upset about? Say there are investigations ongoing, I look forward to being exonerated and moving this country forward, rather than holding up this big shield that says no responsibility and saying, President Obama did this to me. In effect, trying to deflect and essentially crying.
Well, the committees are going to investigate, and we'll see what comes out of it. We really don't know at this particular point. There's no hard evidence either way. It's all allegations. We'll have to see where it ends up with these committees. And we have to hope that these committees do a fair job.
If there's no evidence, why did Sessions recuse himself, and why was there the resignation from Flynn?
Well, President Trump... believes that he has to go in this particular direction, put up defenses this way, because he believes that the media will not give him a fair break, that whatever he does is going to be twisted and thrown to the side, and so he has to go in this particular direction. It does seem bombastic, it does seem rather crude the way he's doing it, but it may be the only thing that he can do, given the fact that so much of the media and the establishment, even within the Republican Party, seem to be lined up against him.
Professor, I am up against a break. I thank you for the call. I'm sorry I have to cut you off there. You have a wonderful day.
Though.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back on Ed Says.
Is our home, and we have so much to be proud of, including great local companies that started and thrive right here in Connecticut. Get to know Connecticut's homegrown companies and keep it in Connecticut.
Mastercraft Auto Body has been family owned and operated since 1977. Mastercraft is a company that you can trust to get you back on the road in no time. Thanks for supporting local businesses and keeping it in Connecticut.
This is Mark Michaels of Michaels Jewelers. Thank you, Connecticut, for your trust in providing fine jewelry for special occasions. For